Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Homesteaders Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Multiple sources tell ABC that today is the day President Trump is expected to sign an executive order eliminating the Department of Education. Critical services and programs will go to other agencies. The first day of spring arriving with plenty of non-very spring-like weather.
In Lincoln, Nebraska, highways littered with cars and big rigs in a blizzard on the last night of winter. Similar scenes in Minnesota, Kansas, and Iowa. And in Utah's Cottonwood Canyon, multiple cars buried in an avalanche. That snow came from the same system now moving east. Hundreds of thousands of people nationwide are without power. The Midwest, the hardest hit. Over 200,000 electric customers in the dark.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. The Israeli military says it'll no longer allow Palestinians to enter northern Gaza from the south. A blockade that had been in place early in the Israel-Hamas war has been reestablished. Airstrikes over the Gaza Strip continued overnight. This is ABC News. The Pentagon may be given more power to patrol the southern border, sources tell ABC News. Plans are being evaluated that would have the military in charge of a buffer zone between the U.S. and Mexico. Whole lot of Americans spending a whole lot of time in line at the DMV. ABC's Andrew Dimbert with more.
DMVs around the country are packed as people line up for hours to get their real ID. In Illinois, a frenzy of applications. The demand prompting the state to open a Real ID Super Center. In Florida, officials say people are booking multiple appointments at the DMV, only to turn around and sell the appointment times for up to $250 each. Local officials now trying to make appointment scalping illegal. If you are able to get an appointment for your Real ID, be sure to bring the right documents. Requirements vary by state.
Real ID or a passport will be required for travel after May 7th. March Madness shifting into high gear today. 16 games are scheduled. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
It's that time of the week again. Whitaker's Market just rolled out a new shipment of berries, salad kits, veggies of all sorts, ground beef, bacon and dairy products, frozen entrees, ice cream and novelties, including four flavors of Tillamook ice cream for $3.65 per carton. We even have chocolate cake, and it's all priced to sell. Come and get it. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and follow us on Facebook to see our daily ads.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. The 109th WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament gets underway later today at the Kohl Center in Madison. And also, the NCAA Tournament will really kick off today with the Badgers squaring off against Montana among the first games. A tip-off time scheduled for 12:30 this afternoon. Marquette plays New Mexico this evening, and that tip-off time will be at right around 6:25. Yesterday in the NBA, Houston 116, Orlando 108, Indiana over Dallas 135-131, Detroit 116, Miami 113, Oklahoma City over Philadelphia 133-100, San Antonio beat New York 120-105, New Orleans over Minnesota 119-115, Utah 128, Washington 112, Phoenix over the Bulls 120. 127, 121, Sacramento 123, Cleveland 119, Portland 115, Memphis 99, and the Lakers over Denver 120 to 108. The Bucks get back to action tonight with a West Coast game against the LA Lakers. From the NHL, Toronto 2, Colorado 1, Minnesota 4-0 over Seattle.
National Nutrition Month is a great time to focus on eating right, even when you're dining out. If you're planning a special meal in the evening, have a light breakfast and lunch. When you're ready to order, choose foods that are baked, broiled, grilled, poached, roasted, or steamed, and sneak in more veggies by starting with a nice tossed salad. For more tips, follow the Richland Hospital and Clinics on Facebook and Instagram.
Las comunidades fuertes comienzan con hogares fuertes. Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin trabaja para revitalizar vecindarios a través del apoyo en vivienda, programas comunitarios y recursos financieros. Estamos comprometidos con hacer de nuestras comunidades un mejor lugar para vivir, trabajar y crecer. Únase con nosotros para construir un futuro mejor. Llama al 608-647-4949 hoy mismo. Stronger communities start with strong homes. Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is working to revitalize neighborhoods through housing support, community programs, and financial resources. We're committed to making our communities a better place to live, work, and grow. Join us in building a brighter future. Call 608-647-4949 today.
Some clouds early, then sunny, breezy in the morning, and staying cool through the day. A high near 39, northwest winds at 10 to 20. Partly cloudy and cool tonight, a low of 25. Friday, 52, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy and warmer. Friday night, sprinkles and flurries possible, a low of 21. Saturday, partly cloudy and quiet, a high of 42. And Sunday, 46, cloudy and breezy with scattered light rain. It could be mixed with wet snow in the early morning. Right now, WRCO Studios, after the earlier reading of 29, winds have picked up a little bit, right around 8 miles per hour, and it is 24 degrees. There are some slippery points out there today after that storm that rolled through yesterday, and certainly with the rain and the wet snow and then the temperatures dropping, that's made a problem in some areas.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
The school's running 2 hours late today. Kickapoo, Weston, Lafarge, North Crawford, and Ithaca schools. All 2 hours late today. There is no morning preschool in the Ithaca district, and the weight room session will not be open this morning in the Ithaca district. We're up to date. Thanks for joining us today on a Thursday, March 20th. Happy spring. Here's Alan Jackson.
Two young people without a thing, say some vows and spread their wings, and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style. She just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. Simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough living on love. sing, side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get it done. Living on love. You're living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much, you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
Alan Jackson and Living on Love from WRCO Country and Community. Phil Nee with you on a Thursday. And I know you can't see it on the radio, but I am wearing Badger Red today. So it's a good day. You know, like, again, a lot of folks will probably, good luck getting stuff done between like 12:30 and 2:30 today. People are just kind of be concentrating on that. I'm thinking anyway, or watching the NCAA tournament. Lots of probably non-productivity today, but it's looked at as kind of a holiday. I think there's a lot of folks really look forward to it every year. Maybe one of the biggest sporting events in all of sports, whether you're a big fan of basketball or college basketball or whatever. I think a lot of people get into it just because of the competition with the bracketing and all of that. By the way, it's time to get them done if you haven't gotten them done yet.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, as I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, as I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. For a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, as I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Guess she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Love Jack.
That's Hardy on Country and Community, WRCO Radio. It is 15 after 6.
Found the perfect home, but it needs a little work? A renovation loan can help you turn that fixer-upper into your dream home. With a renovation loan, you can finance both the purchase price and the cost of repairs or upgrades in one convenient mortgage. Whether it's updating the kitchen, fixing the roof, or creating your ideal living space, the Schultz Mortgage Team is here to help. Call us today at 738-8765 to learn more and see if you qualify. Let's build your dream home together. The Schultz Mortgage Team, helping you create the home you've always wanted.
Looking for a job that rocks? The House on the Rock Resort in Royal Spring Green is hiring. They have openings for front desk associates, hotel housekeeping, janitorial maintenance, and more. With flexible part-time schedules and 5 shifts a week options, there's something for everyone. Apply today. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and work at a place that truly rocks.
Get the lowest prices of the year at the 54th Annual Sales Fair, on now at Nelson Agri Center in Viroqua. Huge savings on gates, fencing, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one free on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Check out all the deals at NelsonAgriCenter.com. Sales Fair, on now through Saturday, March 22nd at Nelson Agri Center, downtown Viroqua.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled before spring. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
2 hours late for Kickapoo, Weston, Lafarge, North Crawford, and Ithaca schools today. There is no morning preschool in the Ithaca district, and the weight room will not be open. Those schools 2 hours behind schedule today. There are a few slippery patches out there, so be very careful. 6:19 on a Thursday. Here's John Pardee.
I knew the first time should have been the last time I ever let the whiskey touch my lips. 'Cause the devil wears black and he goes by Jack, and he's really good at helping me forget. Walking around with the cigarette lit on that old dirt road, I lit my first smoke, and I knew right then it wouldn't let me go. And it's all or nothing, so keep it coming. Let that feeling run through my veins. Ain't no stopping, keep on rocking, yeah. It seems I'm always getting.
got a different kind of high. When I touched her skin, when she laid it on me, she rocked my world. I knew I'd never get away from that girl. And it's all or nothing, so keep it coming. Let that feeling run through my veins. Ain't no stopping, keep on rocking, yeah. It seems I'm always, yeah, I'm always picking up what I can't put down. Yeah, I'm always picking up what I can't put, can't put, can't put. To my first smoky bar, cranked up the amp and played this guitar, and I'm singing along by the end of the night, and I knew I finally got one thing right. And it's all or nothing, so keep it coming. Let that feeling run through my veins. Ain't no stopping, keep on rocking, yeah. It seems I'm always, yeah, I'm always picking up what I can't put down. Yeah, I'm always picking up what I can't put down. Yeah, I'm always picking up what I can't put, can't put, can't put down. Yeah, yeah, I'll put down.
On WRCO Radio, I'm a one-woman man. It is 6:25 on a Thursday, about 5 minutes away from our update on news, weather, and sports today. And then we'll take it on into more regular features. Chances to win coming up a little bit later on, and we'll take a look at some world record breakers as well. When that wind was blowing the snow yesterday, it looked like we were in the middle of a blizzard. Winter's last hurrah. Maybe. But it looks like we'll be in line for a few off and on snows in the coming days. And so we're whittling it down, but I think we're still way above what was predicted for snow, or I should say way behind, that was predicted for snow. So it's, I think, still somewhere in the teens yet for how many snowfalls we were predicted to get for this winter season, which will extend a little bit into March, a little deeper, and into the baseball and softball seasons. So we'll see how that goes in the coming days, but things can certainly change quickly too. At least the extended forecast shows no real heat wave. Temperatures pretty much in the 40s after tomorrow.
Four red lights, a couple stop signs, something we be blowing by. Yeah, we always down to ride. Blonde hair, green eyes. Yeah, this life, if I ever left it, something I'd be missing. Sipping on some tea and it's a little bit twisted. The girls like to dance and they really like kissing. Two-stepping down at the bar, that's how we living. And big wheels so we never get stuck. But if we do, we still winning. Yeah, we spin the block now, even got a top down. Lil' mama go up now, all night. People going on all night, saying only Friday night. Football lights and bonfires, go a couple friends, so the party never ends. Small towns. Our little ones we hold dear. Get together, party like it's New Year's. Pass me a beer right now. It's still sober, but we don't know how. Yeah, we spin the block now. Even got a top down. Lil' mama go up now. All night. People go on all night. Laying on it Friday night. Football lights and bonfires. It goes.
Good morning from Thursday morning get-together, our show here on WRCO. That was Noah Curtis singing all about the small towns.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, a common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. CrawfordForWI.com.
Calling all cattle producers. This Sunday at 1 p.m. is Red Fest in Bloomington, Wisconsin. With 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 Red Angus females, Red Fest has the genetics to power your operation. Come walk through the cattle this weekend and register right now with Cattle USA or DV Auction so you are ready to bid. For more info, visit redfestsale.com and check out the full sale catalog. Now get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you this Sunday at Red Fest.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Hey.
Good morning. It is 6:30 and 23 degrees. Time now for a news update sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Some clouds early today, but sunny and a high near 40 degrees. Partly cloudy and cool tonight, a low of 25. At the WRCU studios, a mixture of precip yesterday, making for a few slippery roads. We'll take a look at some weather announcements in a moment.
Our move to Main Street is getting closer and savings are getting bigger. March 17th through 22nd, take 20% off everything in our Church Street location. That's right, 20% off sofas, recliners, beds, and more. These deals won't last, and once we move, they're gone. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street before March 22nd and save big. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
School is delayed 2 hours in these districts: Kickapoo, Weston, Lafarge, North Crawford, and Ithaca. Those are the only schools we've heard from today. There is no morning preschool in the Ithaca district, and the weight room will not be open this morning. Another storm system affecting millions of people in the middle U.S., parts of the Midwest and Great Plains faced blizzard conditions yesterday, and a broad swath of neighboring states were at risk of high winds and wildfires. The National Weather Service says roughly 72 million people have been under a wind advisory or warning, with winds gusting over 40 miles per hour or more. A band from southwestern Kansas up to central Wisconsin was expecting to see 2 inches of snow at times, up to a foot in parts of that area. Strong winds combined with dry conditions from Texas and Oklahoma up through Arkansas and central Missouri, bringing the potential for more wildfires. Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz have circulated a package of legislation which will provide significant resources and additional tools to support Wisconsin's emergency medical services system. The bills support local EMS personnel and departments by providing funding to reimburse volunteers for the cost of their initial training classes, requiring an annual report on changes to the state and national EMS scope of practice and the impact of these changes on training hours, and increasing the Medicaid reimbursement rate for treat no transport calls. The bills also provide additional flexibility to local units of government and support to the Wisconsin Technical College system. The bill package creates a regional EMS system levy limit exemption to encourage intergovernmental cooperation and providing $7 million annually to the WTCS to support its EMS education programming. The bills are currently circulating in the legislature for co-sponsorship. Senator Markline and Representative Kurtz will formally introduce the bills in the upcoming weeks and look forward to their swift consideration. The Joint Finance Committee announces public hearings for the next state budget. Lawmakers on the budget panel will travel around the state to gather input on how the state should spend its money. Public hearings are April 2nd at Kaukauna High School, April 4th at the Wisconsin State Fair Expo Center in West Allis, April 28th at Hayward High School, and April 29th at North Central Technical College in Wausau. People wanting to speak will need to fill out a form on arrival. Wisconsin is projected to have a $4.3 billion surplus. Governor Tony Evers' proposed biennial budget will be extensively reworked by the Joint Finance Committee. A town hall event in Vernon County was well attended, but not by the congressman that event organizers had invited to show up. The group holding the town hall in Viroqua, Concerned Citizens of Vernon County, organized the event out of frustration that Republican Derek Van Orden was not meeting with constituents. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan attended and took questions from voters instead. Van Orden went on to say that George Soros-funded agitators are the reason he is not doing in-person events, including the one in Viroqua. Legislation that would change how the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction measures standardized test scores is headed to the desk of Tony Evers. State Senator, author, Watertown Republican John Jagler said Tuesday that he anticipates the Democratic governor will veto the bill. Evers initially said the new standards adopted by DPI last year should have been publicly vetted, but that he'd likely veto the bill because the legislature was injecting itself in the DPI process. A special camp designed for veterans and their families to unwind and relax is turning 100 years old this year. Camp American Legion director Jim Clements says in Rhinelander they're planning a big celebration this June for the Lake Tomahawk Getaway. That includes a special blessing from the Lac du Flambeau tribe. The celebration will be held Saturday, June 14th at 11, and it is open to the public. You can find out more online at wilegion.org. A famous Milwaukee wedding location has shut down without notice, leaving couples in the lurch. Couples-to-be were stunned this week as for lease signs went up at plant number 4 in the 3rd Ward in Milwaukee. Black Swan Enterprises has been booking events for this spring despite the fact that they were evicted from the space last year. Online court records show the company owned over $95,000 in rent to the building's owner. It's unclear what's going to happen, and local wedding planners are now scrambling to find new venues for some weddings, which are just some weeks away. As a part of the community health needs assessment process, the Richland Hospital and Clinics is hosting a free dinner and town hall meeting. This event will help the Richland Hospital gain insight into the health and wellness needs of the greater community and work to see that they are being met. This event is being held to identify and prioritize community health needs. Public participation is encouraged and vital to the success of the project. Findings from this discussion will also serve to fulfill both federal and state mandates. The free dinner and town hall will be held tonight from 5 until 6:30 at the Ramada White House in Richland Center. Those planning to attend are asked to RSVP by visiting the Richland Hospital and Clinics events page at richlandhospital.com.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Spring officially rolled in early this morning, just after 4. It may not feel like it this morning. Some clouds early, then sunny, breezy, and staying cool. A high near 40 with northwest winds potentially 10 to 20, and then tapering down later today. Partly cloudy and cool tonight, and a low of 25. 52 tomorrow, that may be the last day for several that will see the 50s. Right now in Richland Center, winds around 8 miles per hour, and we're at 23 degrees. These schools are 2 hours late: Kickapoo, Weston, Lafarge, North Crawford, and Ithaca schools. There is no morning preschool in the Ithaca district, and the weight room will not be open today. Again, those schools and districts 2 hours late today.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by a better...
Sports Time, sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living, and by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a busy big day for basketball. We'll have details in a moment. What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simons is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simons Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simons has the means to make it happen. The 109th WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament takes place now through Saturday at the Kohl Center in Madison. A Division III game today starts the whole tournament. That's Freedom, the number one seed, against number four Elk Mound at 135, followed by Milwaukee Academy of Science and Lake Mills. That went approximately 3 this afternoon. And then tonight, 6:35, Bondwell and the Prairie School, followed by Mineral Point and Aquinas in a 2-3 match. Tomorrow, Division 5 tips off the morning at 9:05, and the champions will be crowned, five of them, on Saturday, plus the three-point challenge gets underway at 9:30 on Saturday morning at the Kohl Center. The second-best shooting team in the country has upset on its mind as the Montana Grizzlies take on the Badgers. Montana hit just over 50% of its shots this season. That doesn't impress the odds makers, who have established Wisconsin as a 17.5-point favorite in today's first-round game. The Grizzlies have had a week of rest, while the Badgers have had just 3 days. There is speculation that Coach Greg Gard's team could have a hard time with the thin air in Denver as well. The fan base should be there. Max Klesmit commented on that.
Badger fans travel well. Remember a couple months ago when we were in Greenbrier for the Thanksgiving tournament, how many Badger fans were there and how loud that got. So should be electric. You know, I think we're super excited. Never been to Denver before, so it's cool to see a new venue, get out here, play where the Nuggets play. But, you know, it'll be a sea of red tomorrow. You know, we're excited to see and we're happy for the opportunity.
11:30 pregame time today on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Here's Stephen Krall.
Like most mid-majors, they got a lot of shooters. They're a little undersized, but from what we saw, they play really hard. Obviously, they're a really talented team. I don't know how many they rattled off down the season, but it was double digits, I think. But I think it's more about us than anything, and that's not just against Montana. I think that's against whoever we play. So we're just more focused on us and where we can get better.
Marquette will have to rely on its tough defense in the first-round game against New Mexico's Lobos. Cam Jones has been playing his best ball of the season, averaging 28 points a game. Despite that, the Golden Eagles have continued to struggle on offense. They have been established as a 3.5-point favorite in the first-round NCAA tournament game coming up this weekend in Cleveland. Last night, Marcus Foster scored 22 and Zach Fremantle added 18 while overcoming foul trouble as Xavier rallied past Texas 86-80 in a first four game at Dayton. The Musketeers erased a 13-point deficit and advanced to play number 6 Illinois on Friday night in a game that will be played in Milwaukee. The newest addition to the Packer roster, Mecole Hardman, may be given the job of kick returner. The 27-year-old Hardman has experience with that job during his first 6 NFL seasons. He's not the number one receiver running back Josh Jacobs urged the front office to obtain. Green Bay took a pass on standouts such as DK Metcalf. Bucks coach, with the meeting coming up here and a meeting recently, Doc Rivers reportedly has met with stars Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard to talk about the team's issues. After winning the in-season tournament, Milwaukee looked like it was ready to take off. Instead, the team hasn't been able to put a string of wins together following the disappointing loss to the Golden State Warriors. CBS reports the three got together so Rivers could hear opinions from his two top players. Tonight's game in Los Angeles against the Lakers will be the first indicator if improvement is coming for Milwaukee. There were a few games last night in the NBA, a couple of NHL games, Toronto 2-1 over Colorado and Minnesota 4-0 over Seattle. And in baseball, the Dodgers topped the Cubs. That final was 6-3 in a regular season major league game that counts. The Brewers still playing spring training baseball, and yesterday they defeated the White Sox by a final score of 5-4. I'm Phil Nee with Thursday Morning Sports.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
100.9 WRCO.
Easy to see she's the perfect girl. She's got every single thing that makes up my wildest dreams. Sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. Existed in my prayer. Until I saw her face, I knew I'd found a place where I could keep my every faith eternally. Be your last thing. Ride it.
late last night, I had a crazy dream. I met a man who invented a money machine. He said, I know things are tight and times are tough, but he'd give me the machine if I give you up. I just looked him in the eye and I said, no thanks, honey, your love's better than money in the bank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank.
John Anderson at WRCO, your love's better than money in the bank. Take you down to the bank to get you a loan. Right, yeah, okay. The old get-together continues. We'll have information on how you can win coming up here. And also we'll have some real world record beaters when old Hank Bray stops by next hour here on WRCO Radio. And yeah, I'm wearing my Badger red today. So getting ready for the game coming up. I have to admit, I'm a little bit nervous. I don't know. It's just that, you know, anything can happen. Upsets here and there. And we all know how good the Badgers can be, have been. But we also know that there have been some other games. And that's the way it goes in sports. But we'll hope that the good Badger team shows up today, makes some threes. It sounds like they may need to. Either that or really play some stellar defense and really put some pressure on a really good shooting team they're facing today. But no, I picked the Badgers, my brackets, for a few rounds anyway. Sometimes that comes back to haunt me, but hopefully it won't this year.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. CrawfordForWI.com.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
Hey, schools are 2 hours late today. Kickapoo, Weston, Lafarge, North Crawford, and Ithaca. There's no morning preschool in the Ithaca district, and the weight room is closed this morning as well. Again, Kickapoo, Weston, Lafarge, North Crawford, and Ithaca, all 2 hours late today. Those reminders on this day when things are just a little on the slick side out there, so be careful. I didn't put on my yak tracks today on my shoes, but I did buy new shoes, and they do have a little more tread than the others. The others were getting to be like racing slicks. Here's Post Malone and Luke Combs.
In my rifle, my mama's new boyfriend rebinds bibles. Ricky down the road, he resoles red wigs. Hell, I got a guy for every damn thing. Oh, that ain't exactly what I'm looking for, 'cause I'm looking for someone.
Update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, Find New Roads, and Southwest Tech in Fenimore. This is where you belong. 23 degrees in Richland Center at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.